It's just after 8:30 on Thursday, and that can mean only one thing. It's time once again to take a look at the weekly arts roundup with our very own Mary Ann Combs. She's our arts reporter from NPR News. Mary Ann, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. You?
I'm doing pretty good, and I'm excited to find out what is going on this weekend.
We've got a little bit of everything for you. We got a little dance, we got a little art, we got a little theater. It's all going on this weekend. First off, St. Paul Ballet is performing at the Kohl Center for Dance this weekend. They have performances on Friday, Saturday, and there's a Sunday matinee. And I took a preview look at on their video of the dance pieces that they're going to be showing, and it looks really good. And it's four women choreographers hailing from the Twin Cities, Washington, D.C., and Utah, bringing together new work. Each piece is a world premiere. And I just think it's going to be a lot of contemporary ballet. It's going to be a lot of fresh work, fresh moves. I'm really excited to see what happens. So that's St. Paul Ballet this weekend at the Kohl's in Minneapolis. And then we have a rockin' group of Native American women artists who work here in the Twin Cities. And as part of the whole Gorilla Girls takeover thing that's been going on, there is a show called Sinew, Female Native Artists of the Twin Cities. And this is going on at Inez Greenberg Gallery. And it's got works by Julie Buffalohead, Andrea Carlson, Maggie Thompson, plus there's Hyde Erdrick and Louise Erdrick. They're going to be, it's going to be a great show. I know a lot of these artists' work, and it's just phenomenal. So great work to check out, and curated by also a great local Twin Cities artist, Diane White Hawk Polk. So that's just guaranteed. And that opens tomorrow night from 6 to 8 at the Inez Greenberg Gallery. And then finally, last but not least, Frank Theater is bringing an area premiere of The Arsonists. This is a show based on Max Frisch's Biederman and the Firebugs. And it's just such a great storyline and so indicative of society. I mean, this is a German author, but the idea is that this guy is like, oh, I can't believe all these people have been falling prey to these arsonists, have been tricked by them. That's so silly. And then these guys come up and are like, hey, we'd like to move into your attic. And they're like, sure, sounds great. It's a polite thing to do. And then they keep on bringing all these tanks of fuel. And he's like, yeah, go for it. And it's just looking at the risk of shying away from your own personal responsibility. I mean, think about this in time of, you know, the Hitler era, where people are like, well, he's doing all this crazy stuff, but I'm not going to get involved. And then, of course, it shows up on your own doorstep. And what do? So ignorance and the results of ignorance. So this is called The Arsonists. It's at the Ritz Theater this weekend through March 6th. And it's directed by the incomparable Wendy Knox, who is a master at this type of work. It's just right up her alley.
I am so thankful that even in these frigid cold months, when no bands will come to see Minnesota and play there, we still have a ton of great art that we can go see every weekend.
Absolutely, man. This is how we make it through.
Well, thank you for giving us some great advice for what to do this weekend. There's a lot more information about all those events over at thecurrent.org. Mary Ann, thank you so much for stopping in.
Always a pleasure.
And we see our Mary Ann walking away.